Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today, I have Chris and Chris. I've got Sharpie,
Yay.
And I've got Christina.
Could we start being referred to as Chris Squared? Because that's pretty much the only math I know.
No, because Chris, you guys are literally, you're not squared, you're times two. Squared is Chris times Chris.
We're Chris to a higher power.
Well, okay.
Oh, boy.
So I don't even understand that kind of math. Right? The only thing I understand is 70-30 split. I'm kidding. Okay. All right,
wow.
Let's go.
Okay.
Why?
No, I... What a start to the show.
This is what happens when Steve goes out of town.
No, this is what happens every week.
I should have... You know what? I should have brought snacks. Why didn't I bring snacks?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. You brought water.
I did.
Okay, so... I hope everyone's doing well. We do not have Lauren. We do not have Steve. We are sad by this.
Are we sad
about
it?
We're at a loss.
No, not really. Well, I miss Lauren.
Yeah.
But I'm at Steve's giant microphone, so I feel important.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Okay. So we're going to do something a little different. I don't think we've ever done anything like this. So what we're going to talk about tonight is... places to relax or to chill out, just to people watch, to do a lot of nothing on Disney property.
Oh, can I start? Because I just have a good one that we just did.
Okay, and I'm going to open it up to, you know, land, world, cruise, whatever you want. So let's get going.
Okay, so we just got back, what, about 10 days ago from Walt Disney World, and we did the wind down, which is an event at Epcot. It's after hours. You pay, is it about $35 per person?
$35.
$35 per person. And you get a little wine flight or tequila or beer, depending on what pavilion you're in. I think it's in like about five of the pavilions.
Mm-hmm, probably.
And you have to register for it ahead of time. It's probably booked now until when it ends, which I think is the end of October, but we think it'll probably continue. But anyway, they do, and we talked about it last week on the show, they do a little presentation, they give you a little flight of whatever alcohol you're drinking, and an appetizer, and then they give you another beverage to drink. It's not the best deal for people like us, we're not big drinkers, but it was kind of fun. Like, I can see that being a nice way, like, if you're just hanging out with some friends that day, spending, you know, an hour or so in the park afterward, and the cool thing is you get to walk out of the park when it's... We didn't see anyone hardly except those drunk guys.
No, they weren't there then.
Didn't we pass them on the way out?
No.
Okay. Well, that was an illusion. I was hallucinating.
Who was the drunk one?
Yes. Anyway, I didn't have anything there. I don't like tequila anyway. I did have a taco, which was delicious, and some cheese dip.
And you had something else.
Steve had the coffee margarita and so did Lauren. I didn't have anything. I had a Diet Coke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was
Oh,
done.
Tanya had the sangria.
Yeah, I can't do any of that stuff.
Okay.
So, but anyway, I think it's kind of a great idea for a certain type of guest. So,
see, I am not that certain type of guest.
No.
I did not enjoy it. I would not do it again. I was bored.
You also have to frame it
you
around
bored?
That you guys had just come from Victoria and Albert's.
Yes.
Yeah, but I don't think that's a factor. I think it was boring and terribly expensive.
I would have enjoyed it. I think if we had gone to France and had wine or Italy and had wine or something like that, and we hadn't just gone to Victoria and Albert's, to me, I did think it was worth the money. But I think you have to have, you know, you have to have been going all day and you're just kind of relaxing. You know, I could see it nice for a couple, for example, to just kind of hang out a little bit and talk about their day.
I do have to say I did enjoy the aspect that we left the park and there was no one anywhere. There was one security guard that we ran into.
Mm-hmm.
We get to the bus. We didn't even know how we were going to get home.
Right.
Or back to the resort. And there were some buses running. So
I can see this as being fun. Like I said, I just think it's a certain type of guest. And obviously, you're paying $35. You have to like whatever alcohol they're serving. And I'm not even sure why we did Mexico, but I think that we could have done better elsewhere. I've heard Morocco is actually really, really good.
Hmm. Okay. Sharpie, do you have a key place that you like to just chill?
A couple, but I think I can easily do a top two here. Even though you said one, but I'll do top two anyway.
Oh, all right, Lauren.
Oh, because that's not even my top one.
I mean, number one would have to be the lobby at the Wilderness Lodge. Just absolutely love being in that environment. I just think that it's just such an incredible way to end a day or a nice break during the middle of the day. You just can't go wrong with that resort, with that lobby. It's just absolutely beautiful. You can sit by the fire, especially if you're there in the wintertime, kind of a chilly morning, chilly evening. You can sit by the fire. Great people watching. You've got the Whispering Canyon Cafe right there. So all kinds of crazy antics coming out of there. Just really cool. So I really enjoy that. But the next one would be another deluxe resort lobby, and that would have to be the Grand Floridian.
Oh, I gotta agree with that one.
It's just such a spectacular place just to sit, people watch in the evenings. I know I've said this time and time again, but to enjoy the music in the evening. The Grand Floridian is one of those places you either have to plan a visit for a few hours in the evening, or you have to stay there for a week and do it a little bit every evening, because it's incredible. I mean, it's from the flowers at the Grand Floridian, all the beautiful flower arrangements, to the hospitality, the great restaurants. Fantastic.
That is,
can't go wrong.
It's also good. I love to people watch, and that's a really good resort to people watch in.
I was going to comment that I don't think it's such a great resort for, you know, a quiet conversation, because it's a loud resort, especially when the band's playing or the piano's playing.
Yeah.
It's not a good place to sit down and talk, but it's a great place to people watch.
Do you know what I thought was really interesting is, you know, you're right. It is pretty loud. But if you just go, like, there's a lot of little, what's the word, balconies you can sit on there that are kind of quiet.
Yeah, little
alcoves. Sit on the balcony?
Yeah.
Not on the balcony. Well,
benches, you know, and chairs and,
yeah, you know that little, those little outdoor areas, they have them all over that main building. There's lots of little places you can go out.
Mm. Yeah,
but people watching is probably one of my most favorite things to do at Disney World.
Yeah,
I just, you know, I don't know, you just see people from all over. It's fascinating.
And you're checking out their shoes,
right? Well, but you see people, like, okay, so when we were there in August, I said to the group we were with, I said, there's a definite difference in what people are wearing in August versus July. And do you know why? Because July has all the Brazilian tour groups.
Yeah.
I don't need to say anymore. So, no, I just thought it was a marked difference. And I was in July, I was there with two 11-year-old boys. So
they surely pointed out all the
outfits. Anyway, but yeah. I'll add something to your Grand Floridian. I like that walk, and I've said this like a bazillion times, but I like the walk from the Poly to the Grand Floridian, especially at night. I think the lighting's gorgeous. It's just really pretty. And it's nice to see that they've put in that Grand Floridian, you know, the DVC villas, but it still doesn't harm that walk at all. In fact, I think it adds to it. So that's one of my favorite places to relax and kind of hang out. I do it every trip, pretty much.
Yeah. I definitely am on board with the resorts. I don't think that the Contemporary plays up to sitting around and relaxing. I do think Beach Club does. I like to sit at the Beach Club.
It does, but you know what Contemporary has on the second floor, where they have all the convention space, and they have the California Grill check-in across from there during the day. So there's, like, everyone is running around on that fourth floor or on the first floor, right? They're all going places. But if you go to the second floor at the Contemporary, they have all those couches. And you can I've seen people snoring on those couches before. But they're most often empty. You can get a nice spot. So I like to go there. It's air conditioned.
Yeah, but there's not a lot of people to people watch. But it's a good place to relax and get away from everyone.
It's a good place to relax. Like, I've actually worked there. When I was there with, like, the whole family, we were staying in, like, one room. I've gone down to that level and worked, because it's so quiet.
It is.
So,
I mean, I know some people, when they're on vacation, they really just kind of get overwhelmed with all of the stuff that's going on. And I mean, sometimes, especially like if you're traveling with a large family group, you might just need to get away for a few minutes. And I think the Contemporary is a great, it's a great place to do that.
I, you know what? I tell this to clients a lot. I always say, and y'all know this, I always say, you know, have a date night, hire a sitter, plan that into your budget, no matter where you're staying, whether you're staying at Pop or Grand Floridian, you know, try to plan that into your budget. But I think you, like when you're at home, you're not spending 24/7 with your kids and your husband. Sometimes you need that space. Maybe you don't, Lisa. You're so easygoing. But I know that me, I'm kind of like, well, got to get away from these kids for like 10 minutes. Chris, I've got three and they're boys. Well, two of them. One of them might as well. The other one might as well be a boy.
Yeah. So.
But yeah, no. So I agree with you. I think that having that time alone and some quiet time is really, it kind of energizes you and gets you feeling better for later on in the day when you can really do stuff.
You know what else I like to do is walk around the boardwalk or, you know, go around boardwalk to yacht to beach and, you know, do that circle.
That's actually a great run. If you do that plus go to Hollywood Studios, it's really nice in the morning.
I like that there's always something going on and it's always pretty across the lake, whichever resort you're looking at. Oh, I just ended in that preposition.
You did. She made fun of me earlier for doing
it. Yeah, but it felt so bad.
You said it gave you goosebumps when I did it.
That's why. Yeah. I'm the one that caught
it. Shivers up her spine.
Yeah. I'm going to start doing it all the time. You should not give me that kind of ammunition.
Ugh.
Do you know a great resort just to walk is Saratoga Springs?
Are you kidding? No, wait, you're right.
It's so pretty. I mean,
you are right.
You've got the lake there. You've got all of the small like ponds with the fountains. It's a beautiful resort.
I have to say that I just stayed there in July with a family, and it was one of those resorts that the first time I stayed there, I was like, oh, I hate this. But we stayed there in a 2-bedroom. It was fantastic. It's not very Disney, but it's a fantastic resort. And you're right. Because like the last day I figured out that I could take trails all over. I mean, they're like the golf course trails or whatever, but you could just enjoy yourself in the morning, taking a nice long walk. And no, you're totally right. That really adds a benefit to that. That's a benefit of that resort, I think, that you can do that.
What about places on a cruise ship? Do you ever go into the nightclubs during the day?
Mm-mm. No, we didn't. You know, it's weird. We didn't go into any of those.
They're empty.
Are they really?
During the day?
They're totally empty.
Yeah. Unless they happen to be doing a game show or something in there.
Yeah.
But that's a good place to go.
I didn't feel that there wasn't a lot of places. Like I felt you could get a little space in the cruise ships to kind of like have a little quiet time. The coffee place I thought was awesome.
Mm.
There were never anyone in there. There was like maybe five people in there at any given time.
And guaranteed Steve was in there.
Yes, he was always in there, sitting there with his computer pretending to work.
Especially on the Wonder because it's expanded.
Oh, is it really?
Because they originally built when they refurbed the Wonder before they started doing Alaska, they expanded that area to increase the outside view for the Alaskan cruises.
Hmm, that's awesome. What about in the parks?
In the parks.
Can I just say one? Animal Kingdom, the whole darn thing. I think there's so many great... Because, okay, I'm such a weirdo. I am a person who... I love going to Animal Kingdom. I don't so much care about the rides. But I like looking at all the exhibits and, you know, all the details. There are so many little spots at Animal Kingdom where you can go and sit and not see anyone. And even some of those nature, the little, like, the Maharaja trek, that is a fantastic one.
I could spend hours in the Bat Cave.
Yes.
Or the Bat
it's
Room.
It's really cool.
It's stinky, though.
You get used to it.
Yeah.
I could spend hours just watching the tigers.
Yes. That entire
unless they're
part.
Sleeping.
I could still just sit and watch them sleep. That's. I just think they are such beautiful creatures that it's...
I notice that when I go through, like I keep a lot of pictures on my phone so I can update the Facebook pages. And I notice that like 60% of my pictures are from Animal Kingdom. And it's because it's so interesting. There's so much going on, but it never seems like Magic Kingdom. It's all hustle bustle. But although there is one good spot there that's very quiet, but Animal Kingdom is not Magic Kingdom, Tom Sawyer Island. Even if you don't have kids with you, that's like quiet time.
It is.
That's awesome.
Let's talk Magic Kingdom. Where's a good place to hang out and just chill in the Magic Kingdom?
I like to go by the Rapunzel bathrooms. Not by the bathrooms, but in that little phone charging area. That's nice. It's not shaded enough, though.
Okay. I think the side path.
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
Between Tomorrowland and what do they call it now?
Like Storybook Circus. Yes.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Except for the smokers. Bless their hearts. That's kind
and
of
their
stinky.
Lungs.
Yeah, that can be a little stinky, but yeah, that's a fun way to go.
What else in the Magic Kingdom?
You know what?
I mean, if I ever slow down and I just want to chill, where do I go?
Gaston's Tavern is never that crowded. And it's very dark in there.
You know what I was just thinking? Tomorrowland Terrace.
Yes. You can charge your phone.
I have a place that's not exactly a place to really relax, but a place where I just kind of like to stop and spend some time is at the base of Splash Mountain. I just love to watch the people and see how wet they are and see, like, especially if there are family there taking photos. I just really enjoy that.
I don't know why I'm getting a really funny image of you just standing there
with a crazy smile on my face, just watching people float by.
Look at them, you know, they're going down the hill again.
That kind of reminds me. I don't know why I've spent so much time here, but in the Briar Patch, I like to hang out there.
Yes. Also, Haunted Mansion. Haunted Mansion, first of all, it's the most awesome ride ever. And y'all tease me, but I could ride that 3 times a day. And that to me is like a super relaxing ride.
It is.
You just sit there. It's nice and cool.
Yeah, it is. Magic Kingdom. What about...
Don't say it's a small world.
The train platform.
I don't ever go up there. Is that a good spot?
Mm-hmm. You can see all the way down Main Street to the castle.
Fantastic place to people watch.
Okay.
Yep.
Really, that whole park is awesome for people watching. It's not so awesome for getting any kind of quiet time. But I think those spots you mentioned are good. So.
Okay, what about Epcot?
Oh, God. Morocco in that little room where they have all the artifacts.
I like, that's a little room.
It's a little room, but it's a great place. No one goes in there. It's a great place when it's raining. You can just go sit in there and read or something.
I don't know. I think it's pretty trafficky.
I like the shops in Morocco.
I love the shops in Morocco.
There's a lot of spots in Morocco. China, if you go far enough back in China, is not bad. Mexico's not great for that.
As long as you watch the movie.
Yeah. I don't ever watch that. Is there a movie in there?
We saw it for the first time back in November.
You know what? I saw that a long time ago. So.
I think it's like the Wonders of China, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm. What are some rides that you like to relax in besides Haunted Mansion? Oh, Spaceship Earth.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
That is fantastic.
Yep. Definitely.
Pirates.
Whenever I'm in Spaceship Earth, too, I always think I want that lady's boots. The little wedge ones, the little
'70s girl.
I love her boots.
Yeah. In the computer room scene.
Yes, I want to go as her for Halloween. I could
just
do it.
Just need the wig.
That's how my hair looks if I don't straighten it. What are you talking about?
I was going to say she doesn't need a wig.
Seriously, it's pretty fluffy today. Okay. How about, let me see. So we're talking about rides.
Okay, Epcot.
Oh.
I mean, we're still in Epcot. What else do we have?
There's not.
Energy is definitely relaxing.
I have never been in there.
To get nachos at Cantina de San Angel and just kind of watch the water is very cool.
Except for all the children that are running around behind you dropping ice cream and stuff and screaming.
That's half the fun.
Moms are changing their kids' diapers on the table, which happened to us
really,
last time.
Really, really late afternoon, like 3:30, 4 o'clock before like dinner rush.
Okay,
you'll find some.
I love to eat outside at Rose and Crown. I love lunch there. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
Dinner is even better because you have a front row seat for Illuminations.
Oh yay! Can't wait for that.
Oh, Chris Wood and her love of nighttime shows.
Do you know what? I actually enjoyed
another theme.
We went to a dessert. Oh my gosh, this cat just brought in a little bear.
It's her baby.
Oh, I love this kitty.
She just brought in her polar bear.
Oh, she's so cute.
She's got this little plush and she thinks it's her baby.
Oh. I am confident that Chris Wood was a cat in a former life.
I'm such a cat lady. It's really embarrassing. Yeah. I almost bought a pair of shoes with cats on them, but they were too much money.
Shoes? Too much money?
I know.
I'm sorry.
I have my limits.
If a pair of shoes has cats on it, any amount of money.
They were cute. They had little embroidered cat faces on them. And they were on sale and they were still too much money. I was like, I don't think so.
How much were they?
I think on sale, they were a lot. I mean, I think originally they were probably like $700 and they were like, I wouldn't have paid that kind of money for shoes.
For shoes?
No.
No way.
Of course not. And not for cat face shoes that you're going to look like a total dork in.
Okay. Epcot?
Yes.
Epcot. Here we go.
It's your cat's fault, Lisa.
I know, but that was really cute. She fetches. She's really funny that way.
If I throw her baby, is she going to cry?
No, she'll fetch
it. Okay.
Well, she may fetch. Well, she has to see it happen.
You're so cute. All right. Where were we?
So Epcot.
Epcot. Awesome.
The gardens in Canada are quite beautiful.
That's
really
good. Oh, I love the back streets there. Oh, yeah.
That's a really good one. Yeah.
The model train in Germany.
Oh, over in France, too.
Is there anything going on? There's not a heck of a lot in France.
No, but if you go off to the right where Belle usually shows up, there's some gardens in there.
Yeah.
That's not a bad place.
No, that's not bad at all.
Fountain is
right
there. The
fountain's always crowded, though. Picture spot.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes. But, you know, crowded isn't necessarily bad because then you can take in your people watching.
Yes. That's always awesome.
Yeah. People are funny. People are very funny. All right, so...
Do you think they ever see us and go, oh my God, those people are such nerds.
Oh, I have no doubt.
Look at them. They're like Facebooking everything they do here. What's wrong with them?
Yeah. Yeah. Sticking stickers on each other's backs.
Mm-hmm. I still have some in my purse I forgot to use.
Hmm. Okay, studios.
Studios.
Place to hang out. Oh, starring roles.
I was just going to say that.
I beat you to it.
Thank you. Because I wouldn't have remembered. I'm getting too tired. So, starring roles is good. The little Rosie's All-American Cafe, those little benches over there and places to sit. Not all that trafficked. Have you ever eaten there, Sharpie?
I don't think so.
Yeah. That's actually some of the best quick service in that park. And they don't get a lot of traffic. So that's a good spot.
Over by...
As you're walking towards
Tower of Terror. And that's back off the street.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
That's
a great place to go.
Yeah, it's really good. They have a good hamburger there, which is...
Sharpie, do you know where we're talking?
Yes.
Okay.
You need to go eat there next time.
Because there are a couple different places along... if you're headed toward the Tower of Terror on the left.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are a couple different places back there that we've eaten before.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good place to go.
I can't think of anything else.
Oh! Okay, Disneyland. Cozy Cone.
Oh, the Cozy Cone is awesome. Also, anything in Bourbon Street, New Orleans Square.
And is that going to be the same as the wharf area? No, that's not.
No.
Where they do the soup?
No, different part.
And the sourdough? Yeah, because that's San Francisco.
I have to say, the most amazing pool afternoon ever was spent at the Grand Floridian. Grand Californian.
Oh.
Wrong coast.
Wrong Grand.
Wrong Grand. They have the most amazing pool loungers. The pads on them are literally like as thick as mattresses. They are phenomenal. I had literally run our travel party to death, and they're like, please, we just need an afternoon by the pool. So we took an afternoon by the pool, and it was phenomenal.
I'm going to say that entire resort is actually, and I mean that whole park, is just so much more relaxing than Disney World.
It is.
So you just have to, so many people are hesitant to go there because they think it's going to be a totally different experience, and it is, but it's kind of different in the best possible way.
Yes.
And just for the reasons you mentioned. And there are so many awesome little fireplaces at the Grand Californian. You don't have to be staring there to kind of just sit and enjoy them.
Ooh. Animal Kingdom Lodge, yep. Orlando, with the fire pits yes. and all that stuff outside, that's fun. That's well, relaxing.
That is great. And there's a Kidani, as a, you know, Jumbo House is, you know, if people don't know, it's the main building. But if you go to Kidani, which is the sort of, you know, newer building, they have that library. And the library is actually, it's got a fireplace in it, and no one ever goes in there.
There are a lot of places that people don't go. They don't know about them.
No.
Explore, that's the lesson. Explore your resorts, explore your parks, all the nooks and crannies.
A lot of the resorts actually do have some awesome little quiet places. And Animal Kingdom is probably the best example of that because, mm-hmm. in fact, we were walking through it, you know, last week. And I was like, you know, we're walking by the pools and there's so many little spots where you can just sit and relax and not really deal with other people, mm-hmm. which is kind of nice.
Yeah.
So we missed, did we miss the park? We've got Hollywood Studios. We decided Hollywood Studios was not great for relaxing, right? That's just so much going on in that park that needs to be improved anyway.
Yeah. You know, I'm trying to think. I can't picture this, and this is going to sound awful. Magic Kingdom. Are there benches to sit down and just people watch?
Yep, all over the place. Yeah.
I can't picture benches. All I can picture is like walls for the people
no,
sit on.
No, there's tons
especially
of...
at the hub.
Okay, no, yeah. I can picture them because we had a Mouse Chat meetup there.
Even
it just wasn't, I couldn't visualize it. Sorry. That was awful.
Even if you're down by the water, by Rivers of America, and there's tons of benches down there and little spots. You know what a cute little spot to sit in is by Sleepy Hollow? You know where you get the waffles and everything and the little Nutella waffle and the cookies that you like? And your, what are those things you like?
Funnel cakes.
Funnel cakes, yes. Where you get the funnel cakes. There's a little shaded area off there. And unless it's like, lunchtime, it's really almost always empty. So that's a good spot to kind of maybe sit with the kids and kind of calm them down, feed them a snack. Mm-hmm. You know, it's hot because it's not air conditioned outside, of course. Oh, dang, in the Magic Kingdom, Columbia Harbor House upstairs. Always, always quiet.
Yep, absolutely.
So
people don't know it's there.
No, and they have really good food there. So, I mean, it's, if you have to kind of like seafood, but I like that place. So I know, right? I know.
Yeah. And of course, any of the resorts like Beach Club, Polynesian, Grand Floridian yeah. that has beach.
Polly's going to need...
The hammocks.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to seeing how the Polly looks when it's done. Because yeah. right now it just looks like a bunch of Pizza Huts.
Okay. It does.
I hadn't had that thought, but... Thank you for, yeah.
You're welcome.
It's like a series of Pizza Huts on the water.
Can I say something? Because you brought up hammocks, and we were talking about this last week. Coronado Springs. I hated Coronado Springs for the longest time until we just recently stayed there. And it's so peaceful during the day. And there are all those hammocks around the water, which are totally yeah. empty.
Yep.
So.
I like it. We'll talk. Yeah. We'll review that on another show.
Yeah, we need to review it. That's an awesome resort.
Okay, so we've gone through all the parks, did the resorts. What about Downtown Disney? Oh, I love to in front of the stage.
I never go there.
Oh, that's I could spend hours there, as long as there's something going on.
Yeah,
but it's some great memories there. But I was going to say, now that we've gone through them all, pick one.
My favorite.
Yep.
Always, it's going to be the walk between the Poly and the Grand Floridian. That's my favorite.
Sharpie.
Oh, a very close toss up between Wilderness Lodge Lobby and Grand Floridian Lobby.
I just don't think you can compete with Grand Floridian Lobby ever.
I don't know.
I love Wilderness Lodge.
I do love the Wilderness Lodge Lobby.
The Wilderness Lodge Lobby always seems a little bit busier than Grand Floridian to me. I don't know.
I don't know.
You know what Wilderness Lodge doesn't have that Grand Floridian does? The teddy bear lady. Miss Lynn.
That's very true.
You no cannot teddy bear lady they have Wilderness no Miss Lynn. So there you go.
Well, there you go. I think mine is gonna be the walk by Boardwalk.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I love going down there because there's so much to see and smell and hear, and there's just people everywhere. And the feel of the boardwalk below your feet. It's just very relaxing to me. I can picture myself in so many different places sitting and enjoying myself, whether it's the little tables at the beach club or the just. Oh.
I'm really sorry you started talking about Boardwalk because now I want a pastry. Because that's all I ever do there. I just, I don't know, I stop at the bakery.
I have a powdered sugar donut.
So we're having our yearly meetup in October. It's going to start on the 18th, and that's a Saturday, and we're going to have a meetup at Epcot for food and wine, and that's at, is that at 11 o'clock, Lisa?
11 o'clock is usually what we do.
Okay.
I think that's correct. Lauren knows all this and Steve knows all this.
Okay.
I just show up.
You know, and we'll be posting it on the Mouse Chat page. And on the the 19th, which is on Sunday, we're going to go ahead and meet up at Animal Kingdom in honor of Chris Sharps. And we're going to do a scavenger hunt and a breakfast. And these events are usually a lot of fun. Last year, we had a ton of people show up for the scavenger hunt. And there were prizes and just all around fun. The breakfast is a... there's a fee for it. I can't remember. Is it 35?
I think it's 40.
$40. And that allows you to have a big buffet breakfast and also go ahead and go on the first ride of the day, which I believe is a safari.
It is safari.
Okay. So, but we did this last year. It was a lot of fun. We actually did a couple meetups last year. And we're very friendly. We'd love to meet you and hang out and just explore the parks with you. So check it out. You can sign up at the mousechat.net. So,
speaking of mousechat.net, that's where you can go to download our shows. Exactly. You can also download them at iTunes. I'd like to thank pixievacations.com for sponsoring our podcast tonight. And if you've got any comments or questions for us, you can write to us at comments@mousechat.net. Thanks so much for joining us, and please join us again next time on Mouse Chat.